Blog Talk Radio.
Take my clothes off. Stiletto heels still on deck. Yeah. Take my clothes off. You better get ready, get set, go. I'm performing for you, watching as I do this inside my soul. I'm making a piece of my favor, I'm pretending the favor.
Welcome to the Wednesday Night Wind Down with Shamor and Nim. And of course, I had to open the show up with a little bit of Marsha because I just felt like that fit the topic. Tonight we're talking about flirting, but a little bit more than just what is it. So, and it's in the conversation, and I was, you know, I was having one, and I realized that what I perceived as flirting is not necessarily what someone else perceives as flirting. And a question was posed to me as, okay, so what is next? And I was like, man, I didn't realize there is a flirting protocol of some type where it moves from letting it be known that, you know, I'm kind of flirting with you to whatever's next. And is it just for certain people, or is this something that is universal? And if you've been out of the loop, then you just dumb. So, I mean, it's just some interesting things that came up. And then, of course, I want to see if the conversation is gender biased in any way. Like, is it something that happens just if a man, or, you know, do women see it totally different? And then, of course, you know, we got to look at, you know, perspective of the aggressor. You know, maybe certain people that step out there and say, you know, I'm checking you out, or, you know, I want to kick it with you or whatever, maybe they are intending for you to, in some way, move beyond just knowing that I find you attractive or there's something about you. Maybe because I pursued it, I am looking for something else. So, I don't know. These are just some things I want to kick around tonight. And, of course, we have the Wind Down family here. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bring Elijah on in. But I don't know about Ron because, you know, Ron does Ron-ish things. And I don't want to open his mic and he's doing some Ron stuff. So, Ron, you're going to have to let me know that it's safe to open your mic because I don't know what you do when your mic's off. So I'm going to go ahead and bring the rest of us on. How are you, Yvonne?
I'm good. How are you doing, darling?
I am doing well. I am doing well. I will not complain because don't nobody care.
I care. I care.
You care because you're my boo. You, of course you care. But nobody loves me like you do. Well, not everybody loves me like you do.
As long as I love you, you don't got to worry about nobody else loving you, girl.
And so, look, I put a question on my Facebook, and things were slow today. Like, I had been posting some stuff earlier, and nobody, like, really cared. But that question, people kind of are, you know, kind of replying. And that's when I realized Facebook has done some new-ish to their stuff where on your post, it says a friend is typing in the little dots wave. I feel like somebody's looking over my shoulder or something. I don't know. I felt some kind of way about that. It's a little creepy. But that's what.
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching it now on one of my posts.
Yeah. It's a little bit invasive, I think. I don't know. Might just be me. Maybe I'm old school. Well, I don't want nobody to tell me what's in my mail. So the post that I made that kind of got a little, you know, conversation started was, does flirting necessarily mean you want to hit that? And I want to know because, like I said, there was an interesting conversation that I was privy to where the comment was like, yeah, okay, so after you do that, what's next? And it's like, damn, you know, what if I didn't know. I didn't know where to be next. But that might be what the protocol is, that there's a next. Don't just come out the woods and be like, you cute, if you're not going to say, give me some. You know, I don't know. Is that normal, you know? And then, you know, it's kind of like, does this whole social media, like, does it change things? Like, you know, if you admire somebody before all the social media, like maybe in the workplace, somewhere you commonly work, he's like, yeah, I've been with this dude for a long time. I'm just going to say one day, you know what, you're cute, you know. Is that the same thing as seeing somebody online a lot and just deciding, I just want to say, man, I like you, hot. Does the next level, is the next level the same thing? Because, you know, in person, you see this person every day, yeah, okay, you might kind of know me better. I'm real to you. Online, people are smoke and mirrors. So how do you know you want to be what's next on their list? You know, I don't know. Some things I want to chat about. Because that was I never thought, you know, you think if you made it past, you know, high school, that you know a little bit something about relationships by then. Until somebody says something or asks a question, and you're stumped. I was stumped that day. I was like, yeah, I don't know. There's a protocol, maybe? I don't know. So,
maybe we need a lesson in it or something, because I didn't know there was rules to this. I didn't know.
Yeah. But then, like, one lady said on a post that she thinks it's a cultural thing. And I was like, damn, I didn't think about that either, you know. Maybe in one culture, if you mention something at all about liking somebody or admiring them, that means y'all married. You know what I mean? Like, that could, I don't know. That could be true. So I find it interesting conversation.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be real interesting.
Yeah. So, and then we have a guest this evening. And this particular guest is, I mean, I've been waiting to speak with this person because, guys, you have definitely got to experience the fuckery that happens in this person's world. It's nothing like it. I can't describe it, and that's why I'm so glad that our guest showed up. Because this joker, I wouldn't believe it. If I didn't see this stuff, I wouldn't believe it. But I've seen the stuff with my own eyes. And so we're going to have a guest come in here in a little bit just because I needed to prove to people that have seen me laughing. I need to prove to people I'm not crazy. This mofo is crazy. I'm not crazy. I don't know. I might see him as crazy. Anybody, do you think he's crazy?
What, this person?
The guest that we're going to have on in a little bit.
Yeah, special. Good old defecate.
That's why you were trying to explain it. I was just sitting here chuckling to myself, like, yes.
And we can't make this up. There's nothing that. This is not something of our imagination. We sit back, we watch, we experience it, and it's like, no, that happened. Yep. Yep, that happened.
And every day is something. It's not just like, you know, we can have a couple of days off.
Oh, my gosh, always something. Always.
Yeah, because I think if you are just off anyway, you cannot not be off. Like, you have to be off. And he's off.
All the way off. Turned all the way off.
Yeah.
Never turned on, all the way off.
Okay.
So that's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting. Very much so. And then you bring that guest and Ron together. I just want the people in the prayer circle to pray for us and to keep us close to the cross. Keep us close.
So if you are a prayer warrior, I don't know why you would be listening to this show, but you might. We need you to go ahead and pray.
What the hell do people pray? Just pray. Bring together all the prayer warriors of the church. All of them.
Hold on, because you know
the mother.
Now, ain't that many prayer warriors on this mug? They can tell some friends. Tell your friends that are prayer warriors to, you know. Tell them something anyway. I don't know which one. Tell them something and bring some good stuff over their way. Make him not as off as he genuinely is, and help my friend to have strength to provide some kind of stability in his otherwise teetering on the verge of insanity life. That's my prayer. That's how we're doing it. All right, so right now, I don't think anyone is surprised to know that Ron has some issues right now we need to pray some stability over his phone service. So he's going to be either in and out or out, I don't know, because he's called in like 8 times since the show has started, but, of course, he has been disconnected about 8 times as well. So we're just going to pray that he gets a nice network connection to somebody's cell tower so that he can participate in the show. I don't know. I can't promise you guys anything. Because something on him anyway. So his fall service is a reflection of his sin too. So with that being said, we are going to spend a little time getting to know our guest for the evening. And he's going to sit on our panel for our discussion. And we're just going to kind of let him co-host with us this evening. Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with it. Y'all be okay. All right, Jesus. The wheel has been taken. Jesus is on the main line and sitting in the driver's seat. We ready.
All right, so I'm hoping that our guest is ready. Let me go ahead and bring him on. So
So, Andre, are you here?
Yes.
Ah, there he is. America, I introduce to you. You might call him Dre. I think he's crazy, so that would be fitting too. But Dre is here, and he's going to be part of the discussion this evening. So welcome to our show, and it's really nice to have you here.
Thank y'all for having me.
No problem. Hey, Dre.
What in the world? Okay, we're not going to do this, Thomas.
Okay. Ooh, talk.
Come on, let's talk about it.
Okay. I was letting you guys say hello before we start, you know, discussing. I guess discussing is a nice way to put it. Some of the things that I've noticed. Some of the things that I've noticed on his page, timeline, in his life. Dre, could you please just share with us a little bit about the nature of your relationship that you're currently in?
Well... I get a lot of people, females, in my inbox, right? And all of them assume that I'm supposed to be in a relationship, or I'm just this player slash pimp slash macaroni or whatever, because I associate with a lot of women online. But they could realize a lot of my friends on my page are women.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help who sends me invites or whatever, and I can't help that I'm charming and funny.
What can I say?
But anyway. So,
one day. Wait. Imagine you approve of any of those attitudes that you use.
Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Make me look good, best friend. Make me look good. Come on now.
So what were the adjectives that were used? Because I was sipping my wine because I had to make myself deal with. I got paused at macaroni. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, who is this? Macaroni.
Because. Sexy, appealing, or any of those things didn't come to mind after I heard macaroni. When he hit macaroni, I just saw Jerome from Martin. I saw Jerome from Martin, and I was done.
Right. Because I said, I don't know if you heard me say it, but I said, can you say macaroni? So what were the adjectives that were used?
Whew. That was terrible.
Hey, I'm sorry. We interrupted. Go ahead. Please get back to all of your women, your tribe of women.
Well, they think that I'm lying about not being in a relationship or whatever, and they just know that I'm smashing everybody that comments on my page. But a lot of people that comment, they all women, but a lot of those women are my family. It's like a lot of family. They comment on my page, but a lot of females that I actually talk to, you know, like, and grew up with. So, I mean, I got a couple of friends that I met on Facebook that comment or whatever, because we talk back and forth. But they just assume that I'm in a relationship. And I'm like, okay, it's only like five, maybe six women that I really talk to on Facebook, and I really tried to talk to. But they always consider me as, and I hate this mess, that you just like a brother, or you just somebody I can just talk to or whatever. I wish I could find somebody like you. And I'm like, but I am like me. from right here in your face. So I don't get it. But anyway,
so are you saying that you are losing out on all the ladies because the ladies think you have a woman?
Yeah, they think I'm smashing half of Facebook. And this is no lie. I get this, like, all the time. I would be grimy and like, close some of my inboxes, but I'm not going to do that. But a lot, and then I'm getting here lately, I've been getting approached by a lot of married women. Don't judge me so much.
So you're going to put all your business in the street, huh?
I'm just saying. I haven't did nothing with them or nothing, but I'm just saying I've been getting hit on by married women, and I just didn't understand it. They talking about I'm so charming, I'm funny, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, so what do your husband, like, why ain't you with him, so what attracted you to him? And then it's just crazy, but the thing is.
So do you think these people that are married that are approaching you, are they just simply wanting to flirt with you, or are they wanting to get with you?
At first, I thought it was just flirting. But from the times, like, when we talk in the inbox, it's getting, like I push it to see how far I can go with it, just to see what the person is about, right? And so if she's, like, willing to go that way, and I'm like, wow, just to see what it's like, and I'm like, okay, now if you cheat on your husband and then you talking about you want to be in a relationship with me or whatever, what makes you think I'm going to trust you? You already cheated on the guy you with.
Right.
And it's just crazy to me. And then I get, like, on my timeline, I see a lot of women, and they be like, I want somebody that's there for me. I want this person. I want that. But then when somebody's trying, that all the qualifications that you look for is trying to get at you, the first thing you say, oh, you thirsty. That ain't what I'm talking about. Then you mess around and you see them again, and they be with the same sorry dude that they were just talking about that they didn't want.
Which, you know, actions speak louder than words. It must mean you like it.
I mean, my thing is this. If you see if a guy that you got that's got all the qualifications that you're looking for, why would you turn him down to be with a blockhead that's going to do you dirty? And then you're going to sit there and do that sad post. Dudes ain't ish. And sorry this. And I can't stand sorry me. And I'll be so glad when there's some real men in the world. Like,
do you want to know why? Do you really want to know what that's about? Let me tell you what that's about. And this is my psychology training.
Well,
my life coach training. No, that's about being comfortable with what I know. You know, I would much rather stay with this guy who I know how he mistreats me. I know exactly how he mistreats me. I can guarantee, I can set my watch to how late he's going to be coming home every night that he tells me he came straight home. So that mentality versus something new that I'm already having trust issues. I don't trust. So if I get something new that could possibly be mistreating me, but in a different way that I'm not prepared for, then I'm too vulnerable. And that's what that's about. So especially when they see you and you don't necessarily treat them like a typical guy, now I don't know. I don't trust you. I know I don't trust you because I don't trust me and I have trust issues, but I definitely don't trust you because I can't figure out how you're going to get me. With this old joker I've been with, I know exactly what his efforts are. I know what he's going to do, how he's going to misuse me, and I can kind of prepare myself. I have my defense mechanisms already ready. But for somebody new that's bringing me something new, shit, I don't know what you're going to do. And that's what they're afraid of. But they do want it. And that's why they stay in your inbox. They want that because it could be good. But they're not sure. What if it's not? I'm not prepared for that hurt. Oh, Lord. When a man starts a statement like that,
yep, a man like me,
get your shovel.
I'm not I'm not sitting there trying to joke and play with you. I'm 41. Well, getting ready to be 41 in about 2 more weeks. I ain't got time to be shucking and diving. We ain't in high school no more.
Mm-hmm.
Either you go down, be with me and love me and act like you got some sense. Because I'm not going to sit there and be on pins and needles and text you all day and call you all day and be like, so you ready to be in a relationship with me? I don't know. I'm going to give it to you twice. If I ask you twice, you still hit me with the I don't know, but then you still ranting and raving on Facebook about sorry dudes and you tired of being mistreated, I'm going to get on your post and I'm going to blast you. And I've been doing it here lately, too.
But you know what? I don't know, because I see your posts. I see the things you do. When you and Imaj go kick it, you have on Let Me Squeeze Your Booty shirts. I see you. So I don't know.
What?
If I was, I know if I was watching. I know if I was one of your inbox chicks, I would be like, see, look at him. He all out in the neighborhood with that damn T-shirt on. All the chicks running up and grabbing and rubbing on him.
Oh, you must be talking about my hug
different.
Shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The free hug shirt, yeah.
I mean,
See, no, the reason I got that shirt.
Yeah.
Is because
I just want you to know, everybody, I submit to the jury evidence, the shirt is a Macaroni Tony shirt. That's all I'm saying.
No.
Go ahead.
Well, I got one that says, my first shirt, it just says free hug. But my white one, it says free hugs, and if you're lucky, maybe a kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And see, when I wear
that sounds like a Macaroni Tony shirt. That
well, yeah,
sounds
that,
like,
that one right there,
come here,
girl,
let me give you a little
hug. The thing is, I don't go out and, like, best friend, no. I don't go out and just be, like, running up on people trying to give them hugs or whatever. I sit there and let them come to me. But I got
that's
that
a
one just to see. No, I got it just to see who was going to be bold enough.
Let me go.
I got to see who's going to be bold enough to actually kiss me on the jaw or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's why I got to just see who's going to be bad enough to try to do it. But the funny part is, this going to make you laugh. The funny part is, I had it on when I was downtown one night and I was walking. And this old couple came up, a white guy and this woman. So they was like, hey, give me a hug. So I gave him a hug. And the dude said, can I get a kiss? I was like, what? And he's like, I just messed with you. See what he's going to say. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And that's the only person that actually said that, to do that. So, but I got it just to see how far it goes.
This is when you know somebody is, let me find a nice word, because he is laying this on. It's a coating on here that you will not get off with sandpaper. This right here is too much for me. I'm just listening to him explain away how his More Hoes in the Inbox T-shirt is not a More Hoes in the Inbox T-shirt. But it is.
But the
That's
thing is,
for.
I don't wear that shirt all the time. I just recently got it. I only wore it 3 times.
I know,
but
it's perception. You're talking about perception. You're talking about perception. You're telling us that these chicks are coming in your inbox doing certain things, and you're telling us that that is why you feel the way you feel. However, you have to use that perspective on how they feel when they see what you put on your timeline and who that says that you are to them. It's like, oh, yep, see, I thought I liked him. I thought he was a different guy. I thought he was a good guy, but he's doing the same old bull that a regular dude does when he go out with his friend. He want all the hoes. And this one got a shirt on, say, I want all the hoes. You know what I'm saying? So it's contradictory.
I can't either.
Mm-hmm. That's
your
best friend right
now.
She
can't even jump in.
She's
your best
friend.
I can't
even. No, because I'm just trying to tell you that this is true because I've seen it happen. I've seen it and I've watched it. even with my liquor covered eyes, I still can't.
not mean that.
With my
when
glasses.
I say her glasses.
And I got all my glasses with my left hand, motherfucker. I see it. And I also see the other side of it, too, where I see where these chicks do say, oh, I wish, and oh, you're so this and you're so that. But then they do super tough. And I'm trying
just
not to. They do dumb stuff. And it's like you're definitely a walking contradiction, just like you said. And you, when I tell you, even though you may not have seen these women or watched these women, I have watched these women, and what you said, Shamora, is dead on.
Mm-hmm.
Because they keep going for the same type of guy, thinking it's going to be it's going to be different. No, it's the same type of dude. He's a fuck-ass dude. He's going to
yep,
be fuck-ass stuff. And it's funny because then all of a sudden, you're talking to best friend, and they're like, so guess who talked? Who texted me today? And you're like, who? And they tell you, you're like, you know what, that dumb broad. Like, you just.
Yep. It's just like, okay, I got another scenario. This is one chick on my page I've been trying to get with for a minute. Like, we've been talking back and forth or whatever. But then when I was in a relationship, we died down. So once I broke up in my relationship or whatever, we started back talking again. Okay. The first time we were trying to get up or whatever, out of the blue, like, not ask her, was she fooling anybody? She's like, no, I ain't got nobody. I don't talk to nobody, whatever, whatever. Out of the blue, bam, she pops up pregnant. I'm like, what the hell? So I'm thinking, okay.
But you ain't got nobody, right?
Yeah.
Something
makes
you
like,
want to just pop somebody in the
like,
face.
Okay.
Like, you ain't got nobody?
So I'm
that
like,
was
okay,
Jesus' little
maybe,
brother.
Maybe.
That's Jesus' little brother.
And I'm like, maybe just, you know what I'm saying, she's going to be with the baby daddy or whatever. Okay. I just had the child, and the whole time she was before she even had the baby, every post, sorry dude this, sorry dude that, can't stand a sorry dude, whatever, whatever. You need to do something about your child, blah, 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 blah. I was like, okay. So she ain't with nobody now. I'm not with nobody now. So we started talking again. And the thing you know, it fizzled down. And then she took a picture, and I noticed her face was just as fat. So, me being me, I got to flipping through the pictures. And I seen another picture, she was sitting down, and she had a little cud. I said, this help her pregnant again. And so, before I jumped the gun to ask her or whatever, I shot the picture to best friend. I was like, tell me what you see in this picture. I didn't even tell her, you know what I'm saying, exactly what was in the picture. So she said, oh, that's helping pregnant again. And I didn't even tell her that. And she knew. So we started laughing about it. We went to, where did we go to lunch that day? Didn't we go to Smokey Bones?
I don't know where we went to lunch that day.
Anyway, we were sitting there eating lunch, laughing and just talking about it. Because while she's pregnant now, every post, sorry dude this, sorry dude that. I never get back with a sorry dude, but you did it again. And then you get ready to have another child, and your first child barely walking.
Mm-hmm. So is this second child by the same guy, or you don't know?
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Okay.
I'm gonna
do the things that I do, and I'm gonna stop, and I'm gonna press pause here, and I'm gonna say, hold up, player. What else is wrong with this situation? Is why you doing the same thing you did before? You know, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them. So when she was talking to you and ain't talking to nobody else, but she got pregnant, that's who she was. There shouldn't have been no do-over.
Mm-hmm.
So when you went back in, what you did for her in her mind is you allowed her to do what she had done the first time to you again because it was okay. You know how it was okay? It was okay because she did it and you came back. So that made it okay.
Well, I'm petty because I be talking to her best friend. Yep, because her best friend be in my inbox. So it is what
okay,
it is.
Okay, can we stop the conversation here?
It's way too much.
Can we move on to our questions? Because it's just too much.
Okay.
Let me back up. Out of his Kool-Aid, because his Kool-Aid it has distorted by
Kool-Aid.
His
Kool-Aid is so
diabetic. It's real. It's real. It's real down here. But
you
anyway.
Know, that ain't real. Yeah. That's real ignorant. But let's move on. Okay. So, Dre, let me get your input on flirting. Is there a flirting protocol? And I don't know if anyone has ever been to Dre's page, but if you get some time, please take a look at his page so that you can see Bae. Her name is Tyquanisha something. I don't know. It's somebody. But you need to see Bae because Bae is unique. She has very unique flaws. I'm trying to get Bae to come on the show. He says that she's at work. That's classic lie for the translation is she doesn't exist. But she's at work, so definitely check out his Facebook page so that you can see the pictures that he has with he and Bae. Interesting, to say the least.
Yes, because I created that out of sight.
Yeah. So in order for you to have this relationship with her, there had to be some type of pursuing going on somebody's end. She had to show up in your inbox and send a booty pic or something had to happen. So in doing so, just was there a protocol? The question is, in the discussion that I had with, actually it was with a guy, it was about flirting. And if there is a, you know, a means of just flirting, just to be flirting, or once you flirt with someone, does that then lead to a step two? Is there a step two in flirting, or can flirting just be I'm flirting, I'm done? Is there a flirting protocol, per se?
At a certain extent, but nowadays it's hard to say what's flirting because they don't know how to flirt. I'm serious because, like, okay, what's,
elaborate
like,
on
if you're
that.
You're saying
with
something,
you.
Say for instance, like flirting. You see somebody, you know what I'm saying? You smile, they smile, or whatever. You wink, they wink back, or whatever. And then you just, like, have a nice, genuine conversation. You know, you say something slick, then she say something slick back, or whatever. Okay. The last 5 women that cracked on me, they called themselves flirting. One of them came out of the blue, out of left field. Just like, hey, you got some sexy lips. What that mouth do?
Whoa.
I'm like, okay, first of all, is this a woman? Or have you been in jail before?
That's
something like something
well,
a dude would say. That's something like
a female.
Dude would say.
But that female has gotten some training from some men.
Yeah, and she was like, what's that mouth do? And I was like, wow. Then one chick said that she was really flirty, but I don't know. She said, you got some girly eyelashes, because I got long eyelashes. So she said, you got some girly eyelashes. I love your eyelashes. I can do some things with you and them lips. I didn't know how to take it. Like, I was like, okay. Now, let's reverse the role. What if I walk up to you and be like, girl, that ass is on swole. I can do some things with that. What's the first thing you going to say? You're going to do one of the two things. You're going to make a jacked-up face and walk off, or you're going to hit me with the beatbox.
Right.
And for those who don't know what the beatbox is, that's when you say something to a woman, and she'd be like,
right.
No, you
that
didn't. That's the beatbox.
So let me ask you that. Let me ask you, how did that make you feel?
sit down
like a piece
couch.
Of meat, like a steak, like a well done steak made me feel cheap. I ain't even gonna lie.
Okay.
I had to clench my imaginary pearls.
I want y'all to know that Carla, who is listening to the show, said that's not ladylike. What's that mouth do? And it made him feel. You know what it did to you, Dre? I'm gonna go and put it out there. It made you feel like a bitch, and that's why you didn't like it.
Basically, and me and best friend was at the club, and I was sitting there. I got invited. You know what I'm saying, to meet up there, whatever. And so I was flirting with a friend of hers that she knew, and you know what I'm saying, we both been flirting back and forth, whatever. So she got dreadlocks, and I like dreadlocks. And I like women with long hair, so I was just sitting there just, you know, playing with her hair, whatever. And then the music is loud, remind you. She said, you better stop playing with my hair, or we wind up in one of these corners. And I didn't think best friend heard. She looked at me and was like, ooh. She starts to laugh. Mm. She didn't even try to help me out or nothing.
Then on top of this, this
will get real interesting. It was open mic night, right? I knew she was going to go up there and sing, but I didn't know she was going to sing a song to me and look dead at me. So the whole time while she up there and she's singing and she's looking at me and she freestyled the song, like she made the song up in her head and she's singing to me. Friend over there had a little ball with this. She just giggling and laughing, sipping her drink.
Yeah,
I mean,
funny.
She was in the flow.
That's entertainment
like,
right there.
She said somebody's getting serenade up in here tonight. And I couldn't do nothing but just sit there and dark as I am, I turned plum red in the face. I didn't know what to say. But it turned me on. I ain't gonna front. And that was sexy right there.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So we're having this discussion about flirting. And so one of the things that we hadn't even put out there, though, that this kind of come up is that role of the aggressor and how sometimes it compromises the effect. Because I think if a woman had a guy serenade her, it would be romantic. It probably would be appreciated. But because the role had already been reversed, it didn't feel good for him. So I think that plays a part because it's the reception, how it's received will also determine how far it goes. Because at that point, at the point of reception, we still have mutual control of what happens. So when somebody comes out and says, I'm feeling you, I like you, you're cute or whatever, you still have the opportunity to be like, yeah, but you're not my type. And you can, you know. But once you engage it, then I think things kind of change a little bit on how likely you are to not continue to be part of it. But on interception, you can say, dude, really, you're not my type, you know. And I think, yeah. So that's an interesting place to
yep.
be in front of a whole club of people.
Yes. And so, with that being said, the reason I created Tykesha was because I got tired of everybody saying that I need to find somebody or whatever. But the people that are saying it are the same chicks that be flirting with me, but then when I flirt back, they don't want to talk. So, basically, what I did was I was like, okay, I'm going to rub it in their face because they act like don't nobody want me. So I'm going to create somebody. So what I did was I was on Snapchat, and I was bored. And then I figured how to do the little emojis or whatever. So first it started out with just the head because I didn't do the update on my phone.
Men say that all the time.
So
just the head. Don't believe that lady. When he say just the head, he's lying. He want all of it. He don't want just the head. He's lying.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So it was just the head at first, and then I just drew a little arm or whatever. And then I was drawing the other arm.
Wait, you drew one little arm and one big arm. Go on and tell
me. Yeah, so it looked retarded, and I didn't fit. So what I did was, I just posted a picture. I knew everybody going to get a laugh out of it. And plus, I'm a comedian and I'm retarded. So I just went on and done it. And so when I did the update to my phone the other day, they had the other one on there where she had the clothes on or whatever. And then she had, like, her arms or whatever. So I just took it and then I blew it up. So I was like, okay, me and Bae, we at the park or whatever, just acting stupid. And so I knew if I did it, I was going to get a bunch of inboxes. And so what I did was when I did it and I had her sitting in the chair and everything looking all neat at the park. And so I was like, you know, I took the picture and was like, I caught Bae off guard talking. And so everybody was laughing, chuckling it up or whatever. But my inbox lit up and it was like, why can't I get invited to the park? And I'm like, what? Are you serious? I invited you to the park all the time. Every time I make that post, I say I'm going to the park or whatever. There's signs telling you that I'm going to the park because you don't want me being all on your page or you don't want me all in your inbox, so I'm not going to sweat you. So either you're going to come to the park and chill or you just go on headed to the house and look crazy. And none of the things is what they're doing, sitting at the house looking crazy. So one of them posted on my page, on my in the little comment part, was talking about, you take it back to the park, what's next? Well, y'all going to go for a ride? And I was like, okay, cool. So when I went and got my food the other day, I took the picture just perfect at the light, and I put it in the car. And everybody was like, how did you do that? And I'm not telling. So now everybody's in my inbox, they want a fake bae. The women wants the dude, want to do the picture of the dude or whatever. And it's crazy, man. It's like now that I done started something, everybody's trying to do it because they basically, the ones that are trying to do it are trying to get back at me. They're trying to be funny because they're like, okay, so you got a bae. I'm going to bae too. I can do me a bae too. And I'm like, okay, do you? But you need to stop playing.
Okay, so we could be spending all night on Dre because he's ignorant. I mean, he has some things that I'm going to take a call because, you know, I love when people call. That will be great because that takes some of the discussion time away from Dre. So we're talking about flirting. We're talking about, you know, just situations. So there's a story that I want to share with you guys, and then the call is going to finish off some of the details. So there's a married party here. Married chick took flirting seriously for a friend and their husband. They caught wind of the situation. So the husband sent a message telling the other party to leave his woman alone. And, you know, the person didn't even know about it. So two and two were put together, and now we're going to get the rest of the story. So, and if I mess that storytelling up, I'm sure that the caller is going to correct me. But let's get more of the story. How are you this evening?
I'm good, woman. How are you?
I'm good. So happy to hear you.
Well, it's good to be heard. You're allowed to
hear me.
It was weird. You know, you get an inbox and you get this message and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, how the hell did I get mixed up in something I didn't know about? So I noticed something back and forth in a group that me and my friend were in, and I contacted my friend, and I asked him. And he was like, yep, I guess I'll be hearing about that soon. I'm like, I hope so, because they got the wrong person. I think I need to know what y'all was doing. It didn't matter to me. You know, flirting is flirting, whether it's online, in person, or whatever, on the phone. It's innocent, okay? But when you go out of your way as the spouse of the person who's flirting and you're tracking down people online because they might have spoke to her once or twice online, that's a foul move.
And it's one of those things where, because, and I don't know if I shared the beginning part clear enough for our listeners, so do you want to recap some of that in the beginning before you got the email or the inbox?
Okay, well, this friend, and he's a mutual friend of ours. Now, I won't mention his name because he ain't, you know, it's not right. But anyway, y'all know how this, you know how he is, okay?
Right.
This is what he does. And his wife knows about it. But what gets me is that the other lady took it too far.
Mm-hmm.
And claimed that she was the victim. That he started it. Because I introduced him to a certain group I was in. And they wanted better books. And that's how it got started. And so she just kept it up and kept going.
And she got caught up in the attention. She got caught up in the attention. And then it escalated because obviously she did not know how to do this or wasn't approved or whatever. Her man caught wind of it. And then it pursued from there, started to become an issue because her man wasn't aware. And that's what kind of made it get to the point where they were inboxing you and, you know, asking you about stuff.
How would I know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're friends with a person, you can always go to their inbox. But I think what he was doing, he was going down the list.
Uh-huh.
And he was hitting everybody, telling them to leave, you know, her alone. So I blasted him publicly. I put his name and her name out there. Yes, I did.
People got to know.
Because if you're
going to
fuck with me, if you're going to fuck with me at inbox, believe me, I'm not going to let you keep doing it.
Yeah.
Over shit I had nothing about. That means you want your name out there because you're fucking with the wrong dominant.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I explained that to him.
And that was, like you said, that was something that started as an innocent flirting with under the guise that you're talking to people who already have an understanding and within their relationship. These people already have an understanding of their relationship, but flirting is not taboo in their relationship. It's okay on both sides of it. They understand what they're doing. But you're engaging in a situation where you sneaking. You the one sneaking. He's not sneaking. So you sneaking and then got caught, and you're trying to, you know, he think he's calling somebody out, and you're not. You're not calling this other person out. This other person's in a relationship where it's known, and we got this. So you look like the dumbass because you need to be checking your woman, and you trying to check everybody else.
Bingo.
That's it. So that's when flirting goes terribly awry. And you might want to step back and not do it.
Exactly. If you can't handle this thing called the internet and innocent flirting, then you need not be on it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be childish.
Stick to posting pictures of the kids and the grandbabies and stay there in your lane. Stay in your lane.
Mm-hmm. If you're going to be childish and then back off from it and lie about it,
right?
Like you said, stay a child.
That was a very good story to put in this whole discussion, because that's going to lead us into a whole nother part of this discussion.
All right, let's go. I'm ready. You can hang up now. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. I miss her. I miss her. It's nice to hear her come in and chime in.
As soon as I heard her voice, I said, hey, I know that.
You knew that voice? Yeah. Okay, so I wanna go ahead and do kind of move into this. And it's kind of something that Drake can talk about, too, because he was dealing with it. So I want to know, in a relationship, say you're living with someone or you're married to someone or you're dating someone seriously, is there a such thing as innocent flirting? If even, you know, not saying, hey, honey, there's a dude on my Facebook that's cute and I just want to like his pictures, not having to get permission on that level. But is that okay? Is innocent flirting okay? Does it need to be something that you get permission from your significant other for? In the case of Dre with his inbox love affairs, you know, if it never manifests into something in the physical, especially in this age of social media where you can meet people all over the globe and never see them for real, and you're only dealing with their online persona, they could tell you that they're blonde with blue eyes and they could be the darkest thing you've seen since charcoal. Does it change anything when we're dealing with the virtual reality versus reality? And is it okay? Because even in your work day, when you're in the office and you've got, people call it the work husband or the work wife, is that okay? Is it okay to flirt?
I want to hear
what you have to say, Imaj, because I want to hear something before Dre gets into this, because I don't know what he might say.
Being that I am a flirter, and I know I do it, but I don't do it consciously. It's just something that's in my DNA, kind of sort of. But there is a such thing as innocent flirting. I think it's just innocent, and it could be the certain way that you say certain things. It's a flirt, but not necessarily. Like when I was working in a building, I had a cubby-hubby. That's what I called him. Like, I know he had a girlfriend. I would ask about the kids. She knew who I was. It was nothing. That was my cubby-hubby, you know. And it was never anything between us, like, nothing at all. Like, I wasn't, like, sexually attracted to him or anything. He was just my, you know, let's just like a friend at your workplace, you know? So it can be innocent. It's when it starts crossing a certain line is when the innocent is low. You know, so I think you can do it. Like, I naturally flirt with a male waiter. It just naturally happens.
Just trying to get extra condiments. Go ahead.
Yep. And I don't want you to charge me for my extra range.
That's right. Then give me that free range because I'm sexy. Don't give me that free sexy range.
I know. And it's always something like I will, you know, especially like with the cashier at the grocery store or at the wine store. I'm good for it. I'm good. But if I'm kind of sexually attracted to you, a line will be crossed. I'm going to tell it. It's going to happen. You may cross the line before I will, but it's going to happen.
You just said something that I saw, because you mentioned something that hadn't been mentioned all night, but I just saw somebody mention on a post, and you said lines crossed and boundaries.
Boundaries. Boundaries, I guess, are important for interpretation. So that's something we got to, there's some, setting boundaries or walls and boundaries, that is pretty relevant in how you interpret what's going on. You know, oh, this is just a Facebook flirt, like, you don't want to meet me in person, you know, or I'm able to say nice things or send you flower emojis, but don't ask for no naked pictures, you know.
Right, and I'm going to give you an example. It was years and years and years ago. There was a guy that we worked together. I found him attractive. I was like, oh, cute. So, you know, he comes actually to my department, and he's now working in my department, and I'm kind of training him for my department or whatever. And we're flirting back and forth with one another. Nothing really came from that at the workplace. But he saw me out somewhere, and I'm not necessarily in my workplace clothing, you know. I don't look like somebody's teacher at this point. And he walks up to me while I'm standing, you know, conversing with some people, and he whispers in my ear something, and I turned around, and I was like, oh. So he was the first person to cross that line, because now you've indicated that, you know, yes, I've been flirting with you, and yes, I want to do strange things with you. Now that line has been crossed. So I think sometimes with people, you know, you can flirt back and forth in the inbox or whatever, but when it's up close and personal, now you can see, okay, this is what you've been doing, and okay, it can either go really far left, or we have to decide what lane you're going to be in, and this is where you're going to stay. That's why I personally have stopped flirting. Try my best not to. I will say thank you. I will be like, thank you, and keep it pushing. Now, there are a couple of people that I may blatantly flirt with on my Facebook page, but that's because I know them in real life.
Wait a minute. You said that you don't do that anymore? I don't know if I believe
that. I try not to. God knows I try not to.
Dear America, I don't think that she knows how not to. The end.
I try not to in public.
Best friend. Dre, I need to call you in off the bench.
She learned.
Dude.
I'm going to tell you what to do, Shamor. If you ever on my page and you see the name.
Oh, my God.
And you see this name pop up, Sean Moyer.
Say it again. I'm writing it down.
Count to five. His name is Sean Moyer.
Sean
Moyer, if you see that name pop up on my page, count to five and watch her pop up.
And she coming.
But this is the funny part. This is the part that trips me out. She won't. Jamie is. She Minaj is petty. She's petty as hell. She won't like my post. She won't like my post. But to sit here and talk about it, talking about she died laughing, but she won't like. Okay. She won't comment on certain stuff that is either going something that me and her both saw and it was funny, or something that made her mad and we both talk about it. Or I'm trying to be funny and she knows who I'm trying to be petty with and she'll comment, okay? So me and my boy Sean, we do this thing. We've been doing it since the 90s, right? And so on Facebook, we like the part of the Five Heartbeat when Flash was singing and JT came down and took over.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me and Sean's thing, right? I could do it right now. I can make that post and post the first part of the song when Flash was like, just in case or whatever. He would come right up under me and do what's Jigga's part, Leon's part, and then we'd go back and forth. So one day, I was just climbing around And she didn't believe I was going to do it. So I did it. Then he pops in. Before we can finish the dang on song.
Hey, Sean.
Oh.
He then popped all in or whatever. Okay. So whenever he comments on my page, she get right off the topic. She won't say nothing about the topic or whatever the post is. She go right up under his, especially since Facebook got it where you can go right up under that person's name and respond or whatever.
They comment, right.
Yeah. She go right up under it. Hey, Sean.
Mm.
He be like, hey, what's going on? And they sitting there flirting back and forth on my post, and then I had to break it up. Every time they do it, I'm like, look, y'all ain't going to be doing this on my post. Y'all better get on in the champagne room with that.
In the champagne room. I'm sorry, that's funny.
But the funny part about her, though, the part that really cracks me up, like, I'm not the only one to be getting hit on in these clubs, and they be saying the dumbest things ever.
Oh, God, Jesus.
So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, we
Miss
know about
Dimple's
her.
Miss Dimple's over here on the other end, right?
I don't
we
know
about her.
We had the day party, right? We and her. Everybody always think that me and her are dating because me and her always the one to go out, and we the tightest out of the crew. But the thing is, it ain't just me and her. You know what I'm saying? We got, like, two other people that be rolling with us, but they didn't mess around and got in relationships and everything. So they don't fool with us no more. We don't see them. So we at the day party, right? We sitting down, we laughing, we cracking up, talking about people or whatever. So this day, both of us was at fire. Like, we were both looking good. We both had on the same kind of perfume, so she had the one for the men, for the women. I had the one for the men. So I go get the drinks or whatever for the first round, come back, we're sitting there, we're chilling. And one of the hosts of the club comes in and was like, he was talking to all the other women, but he kept looking at her. And then she looked at me, she's like, what the hell going on? He got a damn eyeball problem or something. He comes right over to our table, smacked me in the back of the head, and then looked at her. And then started whispering, talking about, let's quit popping them lips out, girl. Because she's talking about her lips are popping. I'm like, oh, my God. He's a well-known sea bass. So she didn't know how to say it. She said, you better get on away from me. This ain't what you want. So she didn't put him on blast. Okay, we go back out. We go outside or whatever. So we sitting there, we chilling. This fool come right back over there again flirting with her. Like, he was all on her, just hugging all on her. It seemed like every time we go to the party now, he got to come cop a squeeze. He got to come feel on her or bump her or do something to let her know that he's near her.
Yeah.
And I think it's damn hilarious.
Why do you think it's hilarious? Because you know for a fact that I ain't checking for that.
I know, but the thing is, she swears but now don't nobody be trying to pick her up at the little club or whatever. But they do. But
they don't
the
pay
funny
me no
part
mind. I don't understand
it,
why you what you see. They don't be paying me no
bad. See, that's what I'm talking about. She don't see it, but I see it. From what, you know, I know.
No. I'm gonna tell you, she see it. Don't think she don't see it.
I know.
If she didn't see it, she wouldn't have on them popping lips at the spot.
This is the funniest shit ever. She comes every time we get to the right, we're ready to go out or whatever. She comes in, I gotta take four pictures of her. And mind you, her lips is already popping. They already popping. We pull up at the club, hold on, let me put my lips on. She gotta put them back on again like they fell off.
I hate your entire life.
And then you get up in the spot.
That's
then
all eyes
is
on her.
She's
just being honest.
And
this is an honest
moment. And the thing is, she's trying to figure out why they all on her. I was like, it's the little Japanese eyes you got and them little dimples and them lips. And you think you're doing something, and then you always dancing by yourself, and they be peeping that mess, and they be trying to get, like, especially when they play the wobble. Like, when they do the wobble or whatever, they do the regular wobble. Miss Thang on the other end of this phone, she got to her own little twist to it, and she be up in there killing it. And then everybody tries to do it like she do, and they just messing it all. And so them dudes be looking at that, and they be liking it. They be like, yo, golly, they be peeping or whatever. And I think it's funny. It's just like one dude, he had been looking at her the whole time when we was in the club. So she finally breaks down, going to dance with the little bald-headed dude, right? So she dances with this dude, and he started whispering what he was trying to whisper, but you can hear him clean as day. And he just comes out with me and was like, girl, you look like you take it in the ass on the first night.
Oh, no. That is so terrible. Oh, your soul
and we
felt
looked
dirty.
And when he said it, I stopped dancing because I was dancing by myself. I stopped dancing and my eyes got big. And then she looked at me and she started laughing. She said, did you hear this motherfucker? And then we just started laughing and it was so funny. And so every time we went to the club, he'd see her, he'd start trailing behind her, but he won't say nothing to her. And it is
Eli,
so hilarious.
So,
I'm not the
only
one
dirty when he was done talking.
I'm not the only
what?
One getting hit on with by the crazy people. It ain't
what
just me, it's her too.
What you think, Simone?
I said your soul had to feel dirty.
Girl, honey, listen. The look on my face was some disgust. Like, I had to laugh before I amped. Because it was more like, the fuck did you just say to me? Like, I'm looking
so
at him
funny.
Like, the fuck, what? And I was like, dude, like, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, you know what? I just stopped dancing. I was like, you know what?
Okay, whatever.
I don't know what he felt inside of his spirit, but my spirit was on about to be on ugly, and it was best if I walked away. And it my like
I don't know. I would have had to do some kind of contamination of my spirit and soul because you didn't made it filthy. That's just
and he won't let me live it down. He won't let me forget about it. Oh, he won't let
no,
me.
No, that's your best friend. Because
that was
your
a
best
classic
friend.
Night. That was a classic night, man. Because that shit was so funny.
But the funny thing is that he always, this is why crazy people feel like they can talk to me, because he'll leave me by myself. And then the crazy people feel like they need to walk up to me and have a conversation with me. It's like I attract.
You attract
nuts.
Crazy people.
I think I do. I think I really do attract crazy ass people, and I don't understand why. Like one night, this guy, he was sitting at Monday, he sat down and he started talking to me, which was fine, until he just started talking stupid. I said, sir, what are you talking about? And so then he's like, well, I'm trying to get to know you. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if you're trying to get to know me, please don't ever wear another suit like that because one, it's too big. Two, sir, I'm only sitting here because my feet hurt right now. And I'm just trying to rest my feet. So then my song come on, I'm going to go back out there and dance. Now I expect you to save my feet. So, you know, it's okay. But I was like, oh, my God, I just can't with these people. And then every single time we see these people, he's like, there go your boy. Why you not doing that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to,
but that,
you know.
That's okay. That's because you know best friends can't let you be great sometimes.
Right, he's a hater. He's a hater. Like, he's always been a hater.
Yeah.
He's been a hater all his life. And
let me ask y'all this.
What?
Because you guys, like, just wherever your standards are right now, because y'all kind of in the same place as far as relationships, and both of y'all have inbox codes. So let me ask y'all, do you find it to be acceptable for one of your inbox hoes to be in a relationship but flirt with you if they're not trying to make it a physical thing?
Mm-hmm. I don't allow my inbox hoes to flirt with me if they have someone. If I know you have someone, get your ass out of here.
I treat them very kind of bad. I don't entertain that. That's why one of my inbox holes keeps still waiting for me to even open up the message. I know you have a girlfriend. I know what she looks like. You mm-hmm. were just with her yesterday. Why in the hell are you here?
Gotcha.
You know, and I tried.
Do you feel the same way as a man? Like, because I know, because I see my found your man in my inbox.
I had one the other night. I don't know what the hell she was thinking about. She called me through Facebook. And I usually don't talk to people through Facebook like that. But I was just being, you know what I'm saying, nice because I've been noticing her posts going through something. I was like, you know what? I'm going to talk to her. This helper talked to me. And the whole time, her husband is sitting on the couch. And she called me just like slimy. Like she was grimy as hell. She was like, we both sitting in there about drunk. He'll be on the couch looking crazy. I'm just talking to you. And she was just talking to me, talking about how she had a dream about me and her screwing. And I'm like, girl, do you know your man is, like, right there? Like, don't have me on the phone as a witness when he pop off on you and then I got to go to court. I ain't trying to do that.
Or he come looking for you.
No, he ain't. We ain't in the same. We're not in the same.
You messing with my girl? Yeah.
If he come to North Carolina with them problems, he going to have a big upset. Because I don't he's going to be really highly disappointed. I like drama.
Well, I'm gonna say that on my post that's still kind of going, it's still kind of active. There are a couple of things that just kind of popped out. Carla said she thinks that people are natural flirters. It exists. I think there are limitations or boundaries of what, you know, is acceptable, but people can naturally be flirtatious. No harm in that. I have a lot of people that, because the question was, does flirting necessarily mean you want to hit that? And so I have a whole lot of notes, and it's not just, you know, because I have women saying no, but I have a lot of guys saying no. And then this one showed up, and this one kind of caught me. I was like, hey, that's pretty new for the post. God says, where is it? He said, for most men, if given the right circumstances, yeah, we smashing it. So, his perspective is, you know, yeah, I might be flirting and I'm testing the waters here. But if I'm flirting with you and you kind of let me cross that line and then you let me cross that line and we get to the point where I can smash that, I'm smashing it. So, that was interesting because I had a lot of no's. It just means that I want a conversation or I just wanted to be friendly or, you know, it's just because it's something else maybe I'm after. Because somebody else's perspective was that flirting is just a means of, like, kind of like what you might say, it's just a means of being able to get, you know, more bees with honey, you know, so, or more flies with honey. So kind of that concept. You get more from being nice to people. So why not flirt and get an extra wrench and they don't put it on your tab? So then God shows up and he's like, no, because you can't fuck them off. And so that's pretty much why. That's his reason for why. It doesn't mean that you want to hit it. It's because you can't hit all of them, but you can flirt with all of them. And then the guy from before comes back and he says, well, you can't fuck them all, but if given the right circumstances, please believe we'll try. We'll try. So, you know, I don't know if it's from experiences, because I can't say all women said this, all men said this, because that's not kind of what's going on. And I can't say people who are in relationships feel one way and people who are not feel another, because that's not what's going on. I have several people, actually one lady who is actually married, has given herself a color-coded system. She has a green, a yellow, and a red area. And when you're in that red area, that's a bad area because you have crossed some serious boundaries. And she says she makes it to the yellow area sometimes with some guys that she flirts with, but she's married, so she never makes it to the red area. So, you know, that's how she processes it. Then I had another person that's married who just says flirting happens. It's something that happens. So, you know, it's not necessary that you are trying to engage physically, but you just might enjoy that conversation. And I think, and this is me being me because I like to analyze things, I think that it's, and this is why I believe that, I'm just going to say, I'm trying to put this politically correct, and it's really difficult. But I do think that there are ways that we are physically structured. Men and women are physically structured to be attracted to women, to each other. I'm sorry, I said women. That was betray. But we're physically structured to be attracted to the opposite sex, and I think that it's just something that happens automatically when we engage, and our mentality has to definitely control our emotional state, because we have to know when enough is enough, especially depending on our boundaries. Are we married, or are we in a serious relationship, or do we want to cross this work line or not? So it's really one of those things where I think it just cosmically happens because of how we're wired, that in communicating, if we do it enough or we are given the opportunity, we flirt. Because think about it. Think about how many times you actually accidentally flirted with somebody that you actually think is ugly. I mean, that dude is ugly. Why did I smile at him? I think it's just something that happens. I think it just naturally happens, and we have to tell ourselves, abort mission, you know, don't do that. You do not want to do that. Back up. Don't make him think you like him. So
I know somebody who does that. I know two people that know who do that.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that is, and then I think that sometimes how people have bad experiences, because somebody was saying, well, you're the flirter and you think it's innocent and it's, you know, no obligations because you're the flirter, people fail to think about the flirtee and what message is sending. And I think that's how people end up having bad experiences, because the flirter is just doing what they do, spread it thick all around the space. Everything I touch, you're going to want me, so I got to stay a little, put a little scribe on it. But what about the one person who thought you really meant that just for them, and people have to walk by and say, girl, he do that to everybody. Girl, she talk like that to everybody. You know, and you're not special. So I think that kind of jades or angles perspective as well. So those are some things that we just got to think about when we're flirting with people. How much do we want them to read into it, and do we send out disclaimers? Sometimes we need to send out a disclaimer. Look, I might say some things, but I really don't mean nothing by it. And I know people like that that honestly do that. They like, look, I might have said that, but wait, I want you to understand, I didn't mean it. I don't want to hit you. I don't want to hit that. I'll just be talking fly. And I kind of respect those people, because they're like, I don't want you to get the wrong idea. Please don't try to get my phone number and don't inbox me. That's honest. That's straight up front. That's important for grown-ups. I think grown-ups need those kind of things, because we can misread some stuff. Like Dre is misreading them Snapchat features of that cartoon woman.
And the funny part is, that whole situation, like, I have really started something. Like, my inbox has been jumping.
Yeah.
And then they would be like,
yeah,
I can't believe you created a woman. I was like, I can't believe you were bullshitting with me when I was trying to holler at you.
Well, I like how sometimes when I'm looking at the comments, when you do those posts, there, Iman and I are having a field day. We like tripping out. But some other people are like, you know, like put it out there. They're a little saucy.
Yeah, they really
salty.
And like I said, I don't care.
I'm sitting there going, yeah, if you don't quit getting salty and talk about him being retarded, because that's all I see. He's special. He's special, y'all. But, I mean, it's entertaining. When I don't got nothing else to do, I can read the comments and laugh a little bit.
Especially our comments, because we're pretty funny, too.
Wow.
I think people, I like when people just come find our comments on their post and they just start talking to us. That's so cool. I make new friends.
Yeah.
And then he get mad and tell me, did you see how he always runs me off his post?
Because you always coming on there starting stuff.
You always run me off. You like, Shamore, take your ass back over there. I'm like, what do I do? You posted it. I just commented. That's what you do on Facebook.
Right,
comment on posts. I mean, that's what it's about. That's the whole process. He always kicks me out. Shamore, take your ass on back to your page. Dang, again? I don't know. I'm starting to feel discriminated against because I'm black.
And or either, it's because you have arms that are the same size.
Oh, two arms of the same size. That is it. He is discriminating against non-disabled people.
Mm-hmm. That's what that is. Exactly what that is. Next week, she's going to be upgraded.
He upgraded a little bit.
I'm
okay for some money. He must have got some money, got a little pencil surgery.
Yeah, because she got taken out of the house the other day. Normally, she's just on the couch sitting there watching Netflix and stuff, but she got upgraded the other day.
Did you see she had a neck implant? Because the first one didn't even have no neck. When we first met her, she had no neck.
Not for one.
Okay. For everybody concerned, let me go ahead and say this one more time. For everybody who's concerned, Ron has a janky phone. He has a janky phone, and so he was traveling, and he cannot get good reception. So he was not able to hang out this evening. He planned to be here. He actually was on the line listening. He did text me a couple of times, but unfortunately, his phone is not cooperating with the fact we are in the millennium and he still has the cans with the string. So he's not here. He's not here because his phone wasn't working well. He didn't want to disturb the broadcast with his Raggediness. So he will be here next week. I will let him know that he was sought after. Unfortunately, we have some listeners who don't realize that he's crazy. But I'm sorry.
That might be his one fan that cares. This is one fan that cares.
You know, he got this one fan.
I know who she is. We understand.
Yeah.
We hope that he gets his janky phone fixed. Maybe it could be the signal because for some reason mine dropped a couple of times too, so it just could be the service. It could be a lot of things. But I hope he gets his little phone fixed. You know, hopefully he'll start using the flip phones and stuff.
I don't know. Maybe we can rent him some kind of something. I don't know what we can do for him.
Did you rent him a phone?
Yeah, I don't know how we could rent a line. I don't know what we could do for him. I just want to help him. I feel bad for him because, you know, he's fun. And he always is a punchline.
He always
is a waiting punchline.
you know what? We can start a GoFundMe fund for him to get a new phone and new
GoFundMe for a at least a track phone. I mean, that's an upgrade from what he had.
Maybe a jitterbug.
Is that the, what's some Disney phones where you can program a couple of numbers in and that's all they can have?
That's the phone for the children.
We got to start him off small. He's not ready.
Well, the jitterbug, he can still see the he can see the numbers, so the numbers are big. It's for the older people.
We got to think about it.
Okay. We'll go over the schematics of it, and we'll figure out how to get Ron a better phone.
It's sad that we even have to have this conversation.
I know. But we got to do it for our brother. We got to do it. Got to make sure he's well connected in the world.
Okay, well, I appreciate everyone for having this conversation. I'm not going to, just slide right in. I appreciate everybody stopping through, spending some time with us and talking about flirting. And I don't think we resolved anything. I think we're still walking away with all of our same opinions about it. We didn't come to any unanimous agreements. I think everybody thinks that Dre is crazy, like we all started to show out.
I am not crazy.
You know what? I'm going to say? I'm going to say this, though, Dre, really. You have more sense than I thought you had. You are only a few quarters short of a dollar. You are. So that's impressive because I thought you was jiggling around some pennies. But I saw some silver. I saw some nickels and stuff in there. So we're going to get a dollar. We're going to get a dollar out of you. So it was nice to converse with you and see that you're not all pennies. So thank you for showing up this evening. And I'm going to tell you, Iman, he read my mind. It's so funny. He read my mind because, you know, he never agreed to come on the show, right, on the post. He didn't. So, you know, I was trying to get my little power nap in, but I had to tie all my loose ends up. So I inboxed him. And I inboxed him. I said, "Excuse me, sir." And his very next comment was, "I'ma call in." I'm like, okay. I didn't even have to really ask. I was like, okay, that's all I wanted, sir.
They start saying stuff. Kill me, think he know everybody. He don't know
nothing. Yeah, he thinking, yeah, that's that man stuff. He think he know stuff. So we will, we're going to call it a night. We will be back on the airway next week. And in the meantime, go make somebody happy. Do something for a dollar. Have some good stories. Come back refreshed and ready to laugh. So we'll see you next week.
I had all types of comments with it. So, okay.
I know.
You can see the description through my brain when you did it. Because you said do it, and I'm going to do it, and I'm going to be great at it. Yes.
I'm going to be great at it. Do something strange for little people to say. Don't end up in chains unless it's where you want to be. Now, good night, everybody.
Good night, boo.
See you next week.